should you track your calories while you're away? So I'm doing this podcast today just as a shout out to one of my awesome clients. She messaged me today and she's going away on vacation. See, I have a lot of American clients and they use weird words like vacation. So for the Brits listening, it's a holiday. For the Americans listening, it's a vacation. So here's the thing. She'd heard, you know, been listening to podcasts. She, you know, she wants to improve herself. She wants to get the best of the information. And one of the things I really want to help my clients do is learn to trust themselves. Because there is a place for advice and there is a place for learning. I think what happens for a lot of us is we get so wrapped up in, oh, I've read so many books on this, and you see all the influencers, you know, doing, I've read 20 books this month, and here's the one thing I learned from each one that you should do. And you've got, you know, every podcast kind of giving slightly different advice. So her question was this. It was, Greg, I'm going away on holiday. Should I track my, I'm in a really good place. Should I track my calories during my time on holiday? And here's how I replied, because there'll be two schools of thought here. There'll be one will be, I'll just eat intuitively, or two, there'll be the camp that says, you know, maintain your regime. I'm in camp number three, and this is what I said. If you're working towards a goal and what you're doing now will be part of that goal, i.e. tracking your calories on holiday, and you're in a good space, then why would you stop doing that? Like, why would you stop doing that? And I think we have to get to a stage where, yes, we respect the influencers and the people that are really, you know, up there on the internet. But I think this is one of my biggest problems. One of the things I actually tell clients to do is to, if they're going to come and work with me, I say to them, look, let's try and reduce the amount of podcasts and stuff you listen to, because what happens is I want you to fully invest yourself in the program that we're working together with you on, rather than trying to get bits of advice from everybody. So, you know, personally, I've listened to maybe three or four podcasts tops at all. And I actually got rid of a lot of kind of business influencers and all the rest of it, because I have a coach. If I have a question, I go to the coach. I don't first before I do the thing. So be wary of just how many people you are trying to get inputs from, because that can cloud your brain. It can cloud you from your own decision making, because you're second guessing yourself based on what everyone else is saying. So my thing about tracking calories on holiday is, do what the hell is doing good for you. So if you're feeling good about tracking your calories while away, then track your calories. If you want to just relax, then relax. Ultimately, there is an outcome that will happen as a result. And you just need to be okay with whatever that outcome is. So if the outcome is that you don't track calories on holiday and you're in a fat loss phase and your holiday's in the middle of it, you can still enjoy your holiday and track your calories. Okay, the holiday isn't about food. The holiday should be about relaxing, etc. But you can still lose fat while relaxing. Okay, so for me, if I was in a position of a fat loss phase and I want to lose some body fat, and tracking my calories is helping me do that, then you know what I would do? Track my damn calories. If on the other hand, I'm not so bothered, I'm not worried about body composition, etc., and I just want to totally take my foot off the gas, then don't track. It's a, like, you have to decide what's going to be the best outcome for you. And that's the biggest message from this episode today, is the thing, you have to do the thing that's going to give you the best outcome, not what everybody else says. And sometimes we have to get to a stage where we start to trust ourselves in our decisions, not necessarily, and it's not necessarily that you don't trust yourself on holiday. It's just you're following a process that's working for you. So stick with it. If you don't want to track your calories on holiday, it's up to you. The bigger issue is telling the people, and this is going to be another episode, probably the next one, I'll talk about this a bit more. The reason why we have these, you know, dichotomies of, oh, don't track calories, oh, you have to track calories, is because we don't believe enough in ourselves to make the decision that's right for us. And that's one of the things I want to leave you with today, is whatever decision you make, you have to have the power of belief in your decision, so that it doesn't matter who questions what you do, you make the right choice for you. That's enough from me today. I'll see you on the next episode.